welcome. I'm Dr. Kobe, and I am here with Health Radio FM. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about the 10 most powerful nutrition tips that you just absolutely have to follow. So there is no better way to change your life than to change your diet. Sometimes, however, it can be overwhelming with all the nutritional information that's out there. It's really hard to navigate through it all. And one day you'll read, this is good for you. And the next day you read, this is bad for you. So a lot of people feel like it's the wild, wild west out there when it comes to nutrition. But I'm going to give you 10 tips that are easy that you can start adopting into your life to make a significant change in your health. So tip number one is raw is better. So we know that cooking destroys many of the nutrients and the natural enzymes in our food. And eating raw is one way to ensure that we get all of the retentive nutrients from our foods. So going completely raw might seem like an overwhelming task. So beginning, you can start by having maybe 60 to 70% raw foods. For example, at every meal, you want to make sure that maybe two-thirds of your plate is raw, in the form of a salad or raw vegetables. And you can also start incorporating in some raw snacks into your daily regime through raw nuts and seeds, fresh fruits and veggies, or a great way to get raw foods is in the way of a raw green smoothie. Tip number two is say no to white. So this is one great way to start to jumpstart your nutritional new lifestyle. So eliminate the white foods in your life, such as flours, sugars, and most dairies. These foods are generally completely void of nutrients. Not only are they void of nutrients, but they also cost our body when we eat them. There's a price that's played in regards to energy and inflammation when we're eating foods that are white. So tip number three is go gluten-free. So take your no white food one step further and try eliminating the gluten as well. Gluten is implicated in so many disease processes, and we are just on the tip of the iceberg when it comes to finding out all there is to know about gluten. The gluten-free grains include rice, quinoa, buckwheat, amaranth, millet, teff, tapioca, and some oats. So starting with a gluten-free diet is really key in things like inflammatory conditions, autoimmune conditions, skin conditions, and just overall health. You'll be amazed at how good you feel when you start eliminating the gluten from your diet. Tip number four is timing. So many of us are guilty of skipping breakfast, being too busy throughout the day to have our meals, then 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock hits and we're absolutely starving. We make a really bad decision. Then dinner comes, we make an even worse decision, and then we keep on nibbling into the night. In fact, it's said that many of us are consuming about 70% of our calories from 4 o'clock to bedtime. That does not give us the opportunity to burn any of these calories off. So what we want to do is eat smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day. And this has been shown over and over and over to be the healthiest way to eat. So when you're thinking about a smaller meal, what you want to do is maybe use a little trick. So use one cupped hand for your snacks and two cupped hands for your meals. And make sure that you're eating every 3 hours so your body doesn't go into starvation mode and you don't cause an imbalance in your blood sugar. Tip number five is eat your breakfast. So even if you're one of those people who doesn't feel like eating food in the morning, do it anyways. One really good way to eat breakfast if you're not a food person in the morning is to start with a smoothie. So you can liquefy all your fruits and vegetables, throw it in a cup, throw a straw in it, and drink it on the go. Drink it in the car, drink it on the train, and then you'll know you'll be getting a good concentrated version of nutrients. We need to break the fast in the morning. So if you're skipping breakfast, what happens is your metabolism goes to sleep, and then the next thing you eat will be stored as fat because your body will have no idea when it's going to be fed again. And skipping breakfast can lead to blood sugar imbalances, nighttime cravings, weight gain, and even sluggish energy. Tip number six is go easy on the dairy. So most dairy is highly inflammatory and mucus forming in the body, not to mention all of the excess hormones and antibiotic residue found in non-organic dairy products. If you are eating dairy, then probably the best choice for dairy is an organic Greek yogurt. So the reason that Greek yogurt is all the rage lately is that it's actually strained 3 times versus 2. And so it retains a lot more of the protein than non-Greek containing yogurt. And a lot of people really favor the taste of it. If you are having organic, make sure it's plain and not vanilla or fruit flavored. There is a lot of sugar in those ones. Number 7 is choose meatless more often. So a good way to go about that is maybe starting with a meatless Monday. So try having a vegetarian meal at least once a week. The more vegetables that we can get into our body, the better. My rule of thumb is to get 10 servings of vegetables in per day. So if you're concentrating on eating that many vegetables per day, there isn't going to be any opportunity to overconsume meat, which can actually be very inflammatory in the body and cause digestive symptoms, joint symptoms, and so on. Tip number 8 is to limit your fruit. So, of course, there's no doubt that fruit is very healthy for our bodies. However, it is still very high in fructose, which can spike insulin levels in our bodies. Tropical fruits are usually much higher in sugar than domestic fruits. So domestic fruits are fruits that are considered to be grown locally. So things generally that don't have a peel, berries, apples, peaches, plums, apricots, these fruits are going to be lower on the glycemic index and easier on our blood sugar levels. However, fruit should still be limited to 2 to 3 servings per day, and it's best consumed on its own rather than with other foods to prevent digestive issues from arising. Tip number 9 is to stop counting. So we are constantly counting and tracking our calories. And calories are not all created equally, nor are they used in the same way by the body. So 300 calories of junk food has a very different effect on the body than 300 calories of fruits and vegetables. So rather than counting the calories, just focus on eating good, clean, whole foods. And tip number 10 is to quit dieting. So if dieting to you means something, doing something drastic for 3 to 4 weeks and then going back to your old habits, then basically what needs to happen is you need to shift your mentality and start with a whole new mindset towards nutrition. True health benefits and fat loss can only be maintained through long-term healthy lifestyle changes. I am Dr. Kobe, and you are listening to Health Radio FM.